Off the Ball, GAA.
I didn't have a great really relationship with County Board after that at all. Yeah, it was just a funny kind of a moment. It's well known, like, I got stamped on that day.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Richie Murphy rings the changes for Ulster's URC outing with the Ospreys. Eve Higgins speaks to Off the Ball ahead of the Women's World Cup draw, and another Welsh stalwart cults time on their international career. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Stuart McCloskey returns to the Ulster Centre for tomorrow night's URC fixture with the Ospreys. He takes the place of the injured Stuart Moore in one of nine changes to the team that beat Connacht last weekend. McCloskey is partnered this week by Ben Carson in the centre, with Mike Lowry in for Ethan McElroy at fullback. Fit again, Eric O'Sullivan and James McCormick replace Andrew Warwick and John Andrew in the front row. The second row partnership this week is comprised of Alan O'Connor and Harry Sheridan, while Cormac Izichukwu and Marcus Ray return to the back row. There's still no sign, however, of Rob Herring or Tom O'Toole, which is bad news for Ireland head coach Andy Farrell, with experienced hookers thin on the ground. Ulster assistant Dan Soper has given a progress report on their absent number twos.
Look, Tom's a wee way away. He's sort of the same with Christmas time sort of thing. Rob is sort of a week to week. That's been the progress with him. It's been pretty frustrating for him and slow, but it won't be this weekend, certainly.
Would you like to think Rob might be seen for Cardiff? Or
it would be a long shot, I think, at the moment, but we'll see. It's a week to week, and he has, you know, weeks where he makes good progress and other weeks where it plateaus off a wee bit, so we'll see how he is at the end of this week.
Tomorrow night is another chance for Harry Sheridan to impress the Ireland coaching staff. He returns to action following his three games in South Africa with Emerging Ireland.
Emerging Ireland tour this year is more of an opportunity than any other, because obviously the Simon Easterby is going to be taking over here the head coach role for RFU. You're looking to just do everything that they're asking, deliver on the day-by-day stuff that they're asking. They're very clear with that. And I did that to the best of my ability, but you know, you're always thinking back, like, oh, I could have done this better, could have done that better. And I'm at peace with it now. That it was a good tour, a really good experience to get to know them, first of all, and just impress on them as well what you're like, you know, round about the pitch, on and off.
Dan Soper is one man who's enjoying getting to work with the likes of Sheridan and Cormac Izichukwu.
You know, the squad where we're at the moment, we need to put a bit of trust in the young guys, like you said, Ben Carson as an example, that, you know, has been around the squad for, you know, two or three years now, and you know, we need to give those guys an opportunity. And you look at teams that do really well in the league, generally that they've got a good depth of squad, and you need to be able to lean on a wider group. That, you know, the last few weeks have been pretty tough. You go to South Africa, it's tough. The travel back is tough. You come back for a really difficult interpro, and you can start to see it starts to take its toll, and that's where you need to lean on the wider group. And for us at the moment, the wider group is not a lot of seasoned veterans that have flown in from all around the world to pad out our squad. It's young local guys that have to start somewhere, and, you know, the likes of Ben has had, as I said, two or three years of training in and around the squad, and he's had his opportunity in the first few games, and he's done really well. So we need to grow our squad from the bottom up, rather than parachuting in at the top, is sort of our focus at the moment.
Ulster will look to tip the balance of wins in their favour tomorrow night, having opened with two wins and two defeats this season, and Soper believes they'll have a truer picture of where the province is at when they reach the international break.
Well, I think we'll probably at the end of this block we'll reflect on, you know, with that, you know, that break through November, and we'll probably as a coaching group reflect on, you know, what's gotten well in our game and what areas do we really need to drill down on in that training block that we've got, and we'll probably have a look at the league table then, and just look at what's coming up and how things are sort of panning out. But we can control is how well we play week to week, and the league table is so out of our control in terms of all the other results. We only have control out of our one, so we just have to keep getting better as a team. And if we do that and we keep, you know, get results, then we'll end up in a place that we want to be towards the back end of the year. But yeah, we'll reflect on it probably at the end of this block, and then it'll probably be when you're coming into that last sort of half a dozen games, you sort of start, it starts the pointy end of the year, and you start sort of really looking at it after every match, not just your own, and working out permutations. But we're still well away from that yet.
Ireland will learn of their pool opponents for next year's Women's World Cup tonight. Scott Beaman's side are among the second seeds for the draw, which will take place during BBC's One Show. Ireland will avoid Australia, Scotland and Italy, but they could face any of the top seeds, those being England, Canada, New Zealand or France. In the third band are the United States, Wales, Japan and South Africa, and band four is comprised of Spain, Samoa, Fiji and Brazil. Ahead of that draw, Ireland's centre Eve Higgins joined this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. She says their recent WXV outing puts them on a good footing for next year's tournament in England.
You know, the last time, not like the majority of the team, I think there was two girls in the team that ever played the Black Ferns in 15s. You know, like that was something huge. Like I can't remember the last time our women's team played Canada, you know, and then USA, a few of us were involved in 2021 when we played them after COVID. And like, you know, it's huge to like kind of go a year from now into a World Cup that like we got to play those teams and test ourselves against the team. So it was kind of like the unknown. You know, we wanted to test ourselves against these teams that we don't usually have the opportunity to play. So then to go out against the Black Ferns and to beat them, and to go out against Canada and be frustrated after a loss, you know, that's huge. And it's huge to see that, you know, we can now go into a World Cup next year knowing that we have played these teams, knowing where we were this time this year, and you know, there's not that unknown going into a World Cup next year where you wouldn't have had the opportunity to ever play the teams.
And Higgins says the difference in approach since the introduction of central contracts for women's players is noticeable.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think the implementation of more contracts there, like 2 years ago, you know, it's all the likes of like young players like Dana O'Brien, Aoife Dalton. She's only 21. You know, like, as in, these are really young players, but have huge experience now. Playing internationally, and it's just great to be able to have young girls come into programs and to be able to then have a full-time setup of able to focus on rugby and try and improve. So yeah, like that, it's kind of like you're seeing the benefits of 2-3 years of programs going into performances, which is great.
Finally, Wales scrum half Gareth Davies has announced his retirement from international rugby. The 34-year-old won 77 caps for his country, scoring 17 tries. He was part of the 2019 Six Nations Grand Slam winning side and 2021 Championship winning teams. In a social media post, he says playing for Wales has been an honour and that he loved every moment. He'll continue his club career with Scarlets. His decision to retire comes in the same week that Jonathan Davies also announced that he was quitting the international scene, four caps shy of a century. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.